Ah, some great music from Richie Havens, requested by my good friend Cliff. So a little shout out to one of my favorite forwardists, Cliff. Great pick there with some Richie Havens. Welcome to the North Carolina Forward Party weekly update. Today is Saturday, March 23rd, 2024. I'm your host, Patrick Newton, and thrilled to be with you as always. This week, I sat in on our first North Carolina Forward Party Twitter space. It was held on Wednesday night, so check us out on Twitter. I think we're going to continue on Wednesday nights. We might bounce around, try some other dates and times, but just a great opportunity for people to jump in, to learn more, to comment, to share some ideas. We had some great dialogue this week, and I'm sure we're going to continue to. So please check us out on Twitter and join us on our next Twitter space, again, typically on Wednesday nights. But this week, too, I had the privilege of speaking with one of the members of our EXCO. His name is Jack Reneo. He's been a state leader now for quite some time, instrumental in a lot of the work that we've been doing. And Jack reminded me of some of the great work that's being done by the Forward Party nationally, some of the great accomplishments we've already achieved. I think a lot of people assume that we are this hypothetical party and we're not really, quote unquote, doing anything. Well, Jack is going to straighten us out on that. So here's a clip from my conversation earlier this week with Jack Reneo.
You know, Pat, there's some exciting things happening across the country. Just last November, we had 40-plus forward-aligned candidates and seized officials across 11 states. We had mayors in four states, Florida, Colorado, Ohio, Connecticut. We had state senators in Arizona and Pennsylvania. We had state house members in South Carolina. And just recently, we have three states that crossed the finish line with ballot access. They got the required signatures. They are in the ring with the Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, and Green Party, and the country will start to hear a lot more about the Forward Party.
I then asked Jack more about the so-called spoiler effect of third parties.
A third party, regardless if it wins or not, is exactly what this country needs right now. The American people need a way to send the establishment a warning message. Fix our problems, or we're going to find someone else who will. And that's exactly what we see happening here.
We also had some great media exposure here in North Carolina this week. On Tuesday night, it was my privilege to be on CBS 17 with Russ Bowen, speaking about the Forward Party and the efforts being made to expand the number of choices here in North Carolina. So again, thanks to Russ and his team. We were so glad to be a part of that coverage. And then the next day, we were on with Jeff Hamlin on WPTF Radio for a live spot. Again, speaking about the work we're doing here. And so thankful to both of them for including us in their programming this week. Hope you had a chance to check it out. If you did not, go to www.NorthCarolinaForwardParty.com. I believe we'll have some links there for you to go back and take a listen. The other main thing I wanted to share this week is really our elevator pitch. We've been working on it for a while, but people keep asking, who are we? What is the Forward Party? Well, I'm going to give it a shot. So listen up right here. This is the North Carolina Forward Party elevator pitch. There are two main distinctions between the North Carolina Forward Party and basically any other political party in America. Number one is electoral reform. The Forward Party is foundationally built on the idea of electoral reform. We recognize this current system, this duopoly, is not working for any of us. We see the results over and over, and we know they're not getting better. The way it's going to change is through things like term limits, like ending gerrymandering, like using instant runoff elections, like getting the money out of politics. These are all things that voters agree on, and we finally need a party that's going to lead us and make these changes happen. But the second component is always about policy. Where do we stand on individual issues? Fortunately, the North Carolina Forward Party and the Forward Party as a whole is taking on a new, refreshing way of looking at policy positions. We do not draw a line in the sand and say, if you're a member of this party, you must believe this or you must believe that. We also don't look at each issue as simply a black and white yes or no dichotomy of choice between one of two. There's often several different perspectives and several different potential solutions to any given problem. So through the Forward formula, we look at data, we have a team of experts that comb through information, we use polling, we reach out to voters, we reach out to experts with great ideas, and we come up with collaborative, common sense, common ground solutions. That is the Forward Party. Well, I hope you liked it, but that's my shot at the elevator pitch for the Forward Party. If you like it, use it. If you don't, contact me. Let me know how we can make it better. In the meantime, thanks so much for being a part of this and for listening in each week. And please always remember to visit our website, NorthCarolinaForwardParty.com, and also follow us on Twitter, or X as it's known now, @ForwardPartyNC. Thanks again, and have a wonderful week.